Radio spurs the Earhart search, greatest in aviation history. Day and night messages.
July 1937. The world's most famous woman pilot disappears during her attempt to circumnavigate the globe.
Here will come the first news announcing the success or failure of the search that is costing Uncle Sam $250,000 a day. The search swings around the area from which her last message was received in a desperate effort to solve the mystery of Amelia Earhart's fate.
The desperate effort failed to find any trace of the missing plane, and Amelia Earhart's fate became the subject of endless controversy, countless conspiracy theories, and dozens of books touting unsubstantiated, often bizarre solutions to aviation history's greatest mystery. In 1988, the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, a small nonprofit known by its acronym TIGER, began a science-based investigation of the Earhart disappearance. Decades of forensic research and a dozen South Pacific expeditions have now produced hard evidence from multiple disciplines to provide the long-sought answer to the riddle. Earhart and her navigator Fred Noonan landed on the fringing reef of uninhabited Gardner Island and sent radio distress calls for nearly a week before rising tides and surf washed their airplane into the ocean. Noonan's fate is unknown, but Earhart survived as a castaway for weeks and possibly months before dying at a makeshift campsite where her skeletal remains were later found. In this series of conversations with Joan Sachs, TIGER Executive Director Rick Gillespie takes us step by step through the adventures, the setbacks, and the discoveries that uncovered the evidence that has solved aviation history's greatest mystery.